BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We're in for Grimmy this week on Breakfast. We get the early morning lowdown on the major social media beef between Calvin Harris and Zayn Malik. More of you lot with your hot jobs. Demi Lovato's on to talk about weddings and how to deal with Simon Cowell. And our new favourite Strictly contestant revealed. This is a good point. Ben in Newport says, I absolutely love this Five Sauce tune and I'm not their normal... Not their normal kind of fan. I'm a mid-20s guy, but I can't put up with the bloke chirping, just a little bit hot. And I know what you mean. Sometimes I love it, and sometimes I'm like, ooh, it's grinding me a bit.
I think it's because you know the song so well now that you start to pick up on all the little bits of it.
Just a little bit hot.
Yeah, that bit is a bit annoying, isn't it?
Can potentially be annoying as we move through the months and it's still being played, yes.
Just a little bit. What is he saying in it?
Just a little bit hot. 5 seconds of summer, she kind of hot on the Radio and Breakfast show. Let's not mention how annoying it is when we speak to Luke Hemmings later this week. I don't know what day that's going to be on, but we are going to speak to Luke from Five Sauce at some point this week. On the road in America. Their tour, just looking at their Twitter, is exhausting. Mm. They've been everywhere, like all over Europe. Obviously, they were here for a bit. Then Canada, then the US. It's quite crazy
what they do. Yeah, I know, but without stating the obvious, at least they turn up at every one of these nights knowing there's going to be a full crowd. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's unlike other artists and DJs, where you turn up and you're like, oh, I'm not sure. It's, you know, it's a Tuesday night. It's raining outside. It might not.
Yeah, but you're talking about like one of, you're relating it back to your life and DJ sets.
Yeah.
Not the same.
Whereas they turn up and they're guaranteed good time.
Yeah. Let me just say that they had the biggest US debut album of last year, in excess of 3 million copies worldwide. And they've got a new album coming out called Sounds Good, Feels Good. It's not the same as you rocking up at Chicago's in Coventry on a Tuesday.
Right.
And them going, I don't know what happened here, mate. We did put the adverts out and all the flyers, but no one seems to have turned up.
You see, I think the same with Ed Sheeran as well. Do you think he ever has to turn up to a night now and go, yeah, I wonder if it's going to be a busy one tonight?
No.
Do you know what I mean? It does take the pressure off somewhat.
Yeah, a little bit. You just know that everyone loves you, and that's quite cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Could also get a massively big head quite soon.
So I get that it's busy, and it's fun, and you know, there's loads going on for them, and it must be very tiring. But they must be having the time of their lives, right?
Oh my God, they're having the best time. So we'll catch up with Luke later in the week and find out what's going on in the Five Sauce camp this morning. We have got Real or No Real for you at 7:10 with another one of our listeners. If you ever want to play that, by the way, we're always looking for people, so you can send a text to 81199 and we might call you back. Good morning to Stephen, who's waiting for his dad to wake up so they can go to work together. Also, Barry is sitting a cooking exam today. And good morning to Tom, who is starting his first day at work. And it's the first time, because he's been a uni student up till now, first time he gets to wear a suit to work.
Nice.
That's a pretty special day.
Do you reckon it's too big for him, though? It's
yeah,
a bit like when your mum used to get the school uniform and it would just be, you'll grow into it.
I need a suit that fits. Jade in Bedford is up early because she's a waitress at a sandwich shop this morning. Ben in Stourbridge says, is my job hot? I'm a student pilot.
I think that's quite cool.
Absolutely, yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Can you cast your mind back, Chris, to dates in the past that you've been on?
Oh, no.
And the ones where they haven't gone amazingly well, and you kind of both know that it's not going well. How do you end the date? Because I always think that's a problem.
Yeah, I remember one. It was a double date. Me and Dougsy were there.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And although he wasn't seeing the girl that... we were on a double date with, she was a friend, but I was keen on the other girl that was there. Okay,
right.
So there was four of us, but only me and this other girl were sort of interested in each other.
Yes.
We'd spent 2 weeks texting a lot. So, and we'd got really chatty on text. And then we met up.
It's not the same though, is it?
When no, you actually meet and the up. Thing is, we then met up and didn't say a word to each other.
How old were you then?
I think about 16.
Yeah.
And we didn't say a word to each other, so we ended up going around the shopping centre in Uxbridge, and then eventually went for a coffee. And at that point, I thought, you've got to say something. Do you know what I mean? Even if it's just a quick hello.
Oh, and you didn't talk at all.
Didn't talk at all. And our other two friends were there and they were making it awkward because they were really good friends. And anyway, so after that, we were going to go to the cinema. That never ended up happening because at the coffee place, I was like, oh, should we go to the cinema then? And I planned on doing all the good stuff there. Do you know what I mean? I planned on sort of making that my, it would all be fine there.
Just going to have a little yawn.
Yeah, because up to then, we were just walking around a shopping centre. There's only so much you can really say about it.
Yeah.
But she bailed.
Oh, she bailed on you?
Yeah, she said, oh, no, I've got to be somewhere, or her mum was coming to pick her up or something like that.
Had she already agreed to go to the cinema?
Yeah, that was the whole point. That's why we went to Uxbridge.
All right. Not the Chimes.
The Chimes, yeah.
Oh, great shopping centre.
But I can't remember what her excuse was for leaving, but I remember thinking that is complete nonsense.
Yeah. She just didn't want to be there. So my friend, you know, Unlucky Gary, the one in my friend group that is constantly unlucky.
Yeah.
He's got a new tactic if the date isn't going well, because Gary's dating at the moment. What he did a couple of nights ago is go to the loo, but doesn't come back.
He left the other person?
Yeah.
So, oh, wow. That's a strange situation.
He's like, I've had enough of this. I mean, they're just not getting on. The guy is weird. So he's like, he goes to the loo, makes himself nice and comfortable, has a seat in the cubicle, and then just hopes they've left by the time he comes back to the bar.
That is incredible. What? So doesn't leave through the window?
No, he doesn't leave through the window.
He just stays in the toilet.
Just stays in the loo. And
but what if you hear someone come back in to come find you?
No, the guy didn't even come and try and find him. So I'm saying he was in there about, he told me about 30 minutes.
That's so
just
good.
Just made himself comfortable, just sat on the loo seat, and just thinking, and then makes the choice, like, right, I've got to make a dash for it here. Mm. Goes back into the bar, not there anymore.
That's so good. I mean, if you're willing to commit to the time of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a time-wasting exercise, but you've just got to hope that they've also got bored and left the bar, and this guy had gone. Amazing.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oof! It went off on Twitter last night between Calvin Harris and Zayn Malik. Calvin issued an angry response to Zayn Malik's retweet about Taylor Swift. It kind of started when Zayn retweeted a fan message comparing Taylor's opinion on Spotify, where she's removed all her music, with Miley Cyrus's opinion on Spotify. She says she doesn't care how much she earns from her music. So that's how it all started. And then it got really heated with Calvin telling Zayn to stay out of things you don't understand, and sticking up for his girlfriend, Taylor Swift. Did you know that then Louis Tomlinson got involved as well?
Didn't he favourite one of the tweets?
It's so ridiculous. Hello, we're all five. So Louis then favourited Calvin's first tweet in the row and not Zayn's, basically suggested that he was taking Calvin's side in the whole thing. High drama on Twitter. Someone needs to take away Twitter from Zayn Malik. More on this with Sinead later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Amy.
Hello.
Scott Mills here. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Are you, Scott?
Yeah, I'm good. Chris is here as well.
Hi.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. G'day.
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 Hey, Amy, you're here to play Real or No Real today.
Yep. I've totally booked a holiday thanks to Real or No Real.
Why?
Because last week on Real or No Real, when you were talking about the ski-through McDonald's,
yeah,
I need a skiing holiday where I can go to a ski through McDonald's. Who does not need that up the slope? That is what I need up the mountain.
So you're spending all of this money just so you can go and have a burger while skiing?
Yeah, is that not what you want to do, Chris?
And you've booked that?
Wow.
Booked it. Me and my friend Gabby, off next year.
On the basis of having a ski through fast food restaurant, you're going to Lindvallen in Sweden because we mentioned it on Real or No Real?
Absolutely.
That's the kind of listener I love. That one is real.
That is real.
Right, okay, well, you're here to play Real or No Real today.
I sure am.
This could either make your Tuesday brilliant and make your day, or you'll be a national embarrassment.
I will probably be a national embarrassment, let's face it.
Well, let's find out. Here's your first one.
When Amy Schumer was interviewed on the ITV show called Lorraine, she kept calling the presenter Lorraine, even though it was actually Gabby Roslin sitting in for Lorraine Kelly while she was on holiday.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And, like, did Gabby not correct her at all?
Why did Gabby not correct her?
Because it's awkward. I'd be the same.
Oh, well, it is a little bit awkward.
I've not seen this yet. I think she's funny, but I think what will have happened here is it all around the studio will say Lorraine, yes. Lorraine. I think she knows that she's called Gabby, but because of all that, to be funny is calling her Lorraine.
Do you think?
Yeah, I reckon this is her doing a joke.
It might be a joke, or she's just, because that studio is full of signs that say Lorraine, so she's just gone with that and be like, her name must be Lorraine. So, real or no real?
Oh, I'm going to go no real.
I think this is real, but I think she knew what she was doing.
That one is real.
Yes. Oh. And here it is.
So, is this you? No, Lorraine. Yeah, it's pretty autobiographical. And how do you feel about everybody knowing those things about you now?
I'm fine, Lorraine. I'm Gabby, but that's fine.
Water, by the way.
But I'm sitting in for Lorraine. That's absolutely fine.
Oh, no, I'm a huge fan of both of you.
No, you see, I think it was a genuine mistake because it says Lorraine all around the building.
It does sound it, doesn't it? It sounds like she just got it wrong.
That is totally awkward.
I know. But what about this next real or no real fact?
Example is most famous in Lithuania, where 46% of the population recognise who he is.
Wow.
Oh.
Recognise who he is as well is an interesting line, isn't it? Because that's not just the name example. That's if he walked through Lithuania, he would get mobbed.
He would be like Kim Kardashian in Lithuania.
Mm. So if you and me went for a drink with example in Vilnius right now, wouldn't be able to even get in the pub because there'd be people flocking towards him.
I can believe this because with some artists, they're massive in other countries. And there's nothing against example, but they're just particularly popular in other countries that we might not understand over here.
I reckon example would get recognised here quite a lot. But it seems to me that if this fact is true, that you literally couldn't go anywhere with him in Lithuania. It'd be like a One Direction situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go real on this one.
Amy?
I'm going to go real too.
That one is no real.
Oh, made up. But I'm sure the example is famous in Lithuania. Just not 46% of the population.
Do you reckon he's very famous in Ukraine?
Yes. Finally,
the Pacific striped octopus gently taps its prey on the shoulder before it attacks.
That's quite sneaky, isn't it?
That is sneaky.
It's a little bit like, I'm going to attack you.
Yeah. At least they warn you, though.
I am.
We were saying this time yesterday that if you kill a wasp, before they die, we believe that they let out a little message to all their mates and then send in the troops.
Mm.
And it's like a wasp WhatsApp group they've got going on.
Yeah, what did you call it? Yeah. A wasp app?
A wasp app.
Yeah.
But it's hard to say.
Just say a wasp app.
A wasp app. And they're like, right, OK, I'm going to be off in a minute, but if you want to go in there and attack them in that beer garden, there's plenty of them.
Mm. I like the real or no real's gone really Attenborough now. I mean, this is quite a classy fact for real or no real.
So does the Pacific striped octopus gently tap its prey on the shoulder before attacking you?
I'm going to go real.
I mean, it's a strange move, isn't it? Because you think what they would do is just sneak up by and take you by surprise. But maybe this is its gimmick. I think this is real.
That one is real.
Yes, marine biologists from America were studying the octopus and found that to catch its prey, it does the old school playground trick of tapping it on one shoulder and then catching it as it turns around the wrong way.
I was walking down the street the other day and someone tapped me on the shoulder, right? They weren't attacking me, but I turned round and it was really awkward because they obviously thought I was someone else. They obviously thought I was one of their friends. So they tapped me on the shoulder, I turned around and they literally, I had to stand there and have the most awkward conversation because they didn't want to talk to me. So I can only assume they thought I was someone else from behind, which then got me thinking, who do I look like from behind?
Who do you look like from behind?
I'm wondering if I could be a back lookalike for someone famous. It's an interesting idea for me to explore.
I think you should explore it.
Here's the thing. Stand up, Mills, and turn around. Let's have a look at you. Right. Who could that be from behind? Yeah, interesting. Hang on, I'm going to take a photo and put it out there.
What? You know, you're not taking a picture of my back. Sorry.
Okay.
At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 20, Amy got 10.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Disappointing.
How can you recover from this, Amy?
I'm just not sure that I can.
No.
You're going to have to look your colleagues in the eye.
I know. They're all going to be so ashamed. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, listen, it's been good having you on.
Thank you very much for having me on.
That's all right. And I hope your Tuesday goes better than Real or No Real did.
Me too. Thank you.
Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm hearing that Demi Lovato is going to be bridesmaid at Iggy's wedding. We'll ask her all this at 8:10 this morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Whoa! Good morning, Sinead.
Good morning. What an exciting morning it is.
What's going on?
Well, literally in the last few minutes, BBC weather presenter Carol Kirkwood has been announced as the sixth contestant for this year's Strictly Come Dancing.
Yes.
So
yes,
it was all announced on BBC Breakfast by a former contestant, Bill Turnbull, and Carol was wearing a feather boa, which she has now removed to present the actual weather. What do you think her Disney code name is? It's going to be something really lovely.
No, Pocahontas.
Yeah, maybe, but it's got to be weather related, hasn't it? It's also, or what's a wet Disney character? A fish? Nemo's already been taken, hasn't it?
A Little Mermaid.
Of course.
Little Mermaid.
Ariel. Okay, brilliant.
Oh, so, I think Carol's going to be great on Strictly.
Oh, she's going to be lovely.
And her first dance, of course, will be weather related.
Yes. Definitely.
Because they always are. So I'm saying it's going to be, it's a raining man. Because my first one was Rock DJ, Cos DJ.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just the rules.
Very clever, very clever. Put your bets in now. Okay, so next up, some other breaking news.
Oh, Carol, hang on.
Oh,
what
go
a
on.
Great vantage point you've got there,
just
Carol.
Want to play
have,
this.
You, have you had a chance to sort of wave to people out over the balcony?
I've even had my photograph taken from down below and tweeted.
Oh. Next.
Okay, so Little Mix have just been on The Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS in the States, and Perry has broken her silence about the split with Zayn. So obviously he had to ask her, and she replied.
Now, Perry, I want... Switch, please, come here. I want to make sure.
Oh,
now,
darling.
Listen, are you okay? It's been a tough few weeks. Are you all right?
Do you know what? I'm good. Blessed in America. Things are going so well, and I just wake up every day and I thank my lucky stars I have these three girls.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I was saying to you last week, you should be a count on how many Kardashian stories I do. I think I've like completely overtaken with Little Mix and now Zayn Malik, because of course on Twitter last night, Zayn Malik versus Calvin Harris. It was pretty spectacular, this one. So, to start with, Zayn Malik retweeted an article which gave two opinions on streaming. One was from Taylor Swift saying what we all know her opinion is, everyone should be paid for their work, versus what Miley Cyrus has said about it, that she's made lots of money, she has her house and a great life, and she doesn't mind if people don't buy her albums. And the retweet had the words, "The difference is astounding," but he didn't write that. Well, Calvin Harris seemingly took this as a dig at his lady Taylor Swift.
Sticking up for his girlfriend there.
Yeah.
No one messes with my Taylor.
Yeah. And of course, this was like a day or so after Taylor had invited Little Mix on stage to join her girl squad. Now, we'll go through the tweets. We've had to censor them, though, because there's a lot of swearing in there.
Got quite heated, didn't it?
Oh, it really did, yeah. So, Calvin to Zayn, you've made your money, cool. Don't worry about the 99% of musicians who depend on these services to survive, right? Yeah, don't worry about them. Louis Tomlinson favourited that one.
Of course he did.
Yeah. And then he went on to say, if you don't get what it means when a successful artist uses their celebrity to benefit every other musician, songwriter in the industry, and then stay out of my mentions, please, meaning stay out of things you don't understand. Well, this is where Zayn gets back involved and says, ha, you just made an absolute fool out of yourself, mate. You clearly didn't understand what I just said either. Then Calvin's like, all good, it was the quote, not you personally, mate. Ha ha. Then Zayn says, so I suggest you calm your knickers before them dentures fall out.
Okay, good.
Lol. Yep.
Well, that was followed by a lol from Calvin. He also lolled.
What a comeback there.
That is brilliant.
Calm your knickers.
Calm your knickers, Calvin, before your dentures fall out. Also, Chris, thank you for tweeting that to me last night.
Yeah, it's my new favourite thing to do is whenever Zayn Malik does an insult at anyone, there's been a few now, I will then immediately tweet Scott with the same insult.
Brilliant.
Cheers for that.
It's going well.
Yeah. I feel that's my, I don't know, after a certain time of night or whatever it is, I want someone to take Zane's phone away.
Yeah.
Or maybe just tape up his Twitter fingers.
Mind you, that he's in America at the moment, so this wasn't actually that late for him, so I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, it was a perfectly reasonable time of day.
Yeah, so then Calvin Zane then got a bit defensive and was like, oh, I write my own music too, and then Calvin's like, look, best of luck, generally you've got a great voice. So it seems like Calvin's sort of, you know, trying to like
is
keep
that
it cool.
Sarcastic,
no,
though?
He just wanted to calm it
I
down.
I think he just wants to calm it down because he's an adult.
And Zane does have a good voice, and he genuinely means that.
I read it as quite sarcastic.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. Like, it's hard to know tone, isn't it, when things are written down? But so now we're just trying to work out who won. And according to Twitter, it was Zane. He won.
Really?
The hashtags got going. Your Zwod, spelt with a Z, is here, Zane. And then if you look at the, you know, if you compare it scientifically, retweets and favourites, Zane was getting in the sort of 190,000 compared to just sort of 25.
You know that Calvin guy that walked out because he was bored of doing Kardashians? Kardashians chat. I feel this could be my walkout story.
Calm your knickers.
I don't care.
Calm your knickers.
I don't care.
You can't win an argument with a line like that. I don't think you can.
No. But it's just like starting a Twitter feud with anyone from One Direction, past or present, is probably not the best move. You're not going to win.
Okay, I do still care a bit.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
As promised, here is Demi Lovato.
Scott.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Demi. Nice to speak to you.
You too.
Let's talk about Cool for the Summer. It is all over Radio 1, and despite the fact that our summer in the UK has been a bit disappointing, still sounds amazing.
Oh, thank you.
It's a story of kind of forbidden love, is it?
Possibly. Possibly.
Who's it about?
You know, I think that it's not even so much about who it's about. Maybe the question is, what is it about? And okay, I kind of let my fans decide that.
Oh, okay. Well, it's doing all right because it's been watched 27 million times, the video. And the video looks fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, we had a great time. And it was a long, long shoot. But overall, it ended up turning out really great. And I worked really hard to train for that video, so I showed a little skin, so good.
But you've been working hard for that body. I saw you said that on Twitter.
Yeah, I have. I've been working out a lot, and but mainly not even just for, you know, results. It's mainly just for my peace of mind, because I'm the happiest whenever I'm taking care of myself.
Yeah. And do you find working out helps with that a lot?
Yeah, definitely. Taking care of myself through working out, it kind of keeps me sane. A lot of people, you know, they do sort of meditations, and I used to meditate, but now this has kind of become my meditation every morning.
So do you work out every day, and how long for?
I work out every morning. I work out for anywhere from like an hour to an hour and 20.
Wow, that's commitment every day.
Yeah, but you know, I have fun while I'm doing it, and I work with an awesome trainer, so it just, knowing that I'm going to be able to finish an awesome workout after, you know, an hour, hour and a half, and then I'm going to feel good afterwards, like, that's enough motivation to keep me going through the whole thing.
Absolutely. Hey, Nick Grimshaw, who normally does this show, he's about to be a judge on the UK version of The X Factor.
Cool.
And he wanted some tips, really, because I know that he's been watching videos of you to see how to deal with Simon Cowell.
You just got to give it back to him. You really do. You just have to give it back to him. And I think people will have a lot of respect for you when you do that, because Simon's not used to people talking back to him.
You've just got to give it back and play him his own game, right?
Definitely. Just play it back to him.
Is there anything he really hates hearing?
I don't really know. I mean, yeah, you just got to treat him like any other grumpy old man on the street. You got to give it back to him.
I'll pass that on to Grimmy. Your time on The X Factor looked like a fun one. Would you ever be interested in maybe coming to the UK and doing it again?
I don't know if I'll do it again, just because music always comes first to me. And I also am kind of a homebody, so I don't know if I could be gone for that long.
Yeah, it's a lot of commitment. It's like 6 months of your life, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot.
There's a story about I'm guessing if you're Demi Lovato, something you've said or something you've done every day in the press, what is the most ridiculous thing that you've ever read about yourself?
Well, there was one time where I actually read somebody had posted online that I said some ridiculous stuff and that I was extremely rude to them on a flight to like Cancun or something random like that. But the funny thing was, is that I actually, I had never been, and it was kind of, it was ridiculous. They said my last name was Lavender and that they just like made up a bunch of stuff and it was actually more comical than anything. So nobody believed it, but it was pretty funny.
So were you on the flight?
No, I was at home in LA.
And why would your last name be Lavender?
I have no idea.
Now I'm hearing, is this true, that you're going to be a bridesmaid at Iggy Azalea's wedding?
I am. I'm really excited about that.
That is exciting. Have you had the dress fitting yet?
No, I haven't. No, I think she's taking her time with it.
Okay. Maybe, though, when you are bridesmaid at Iggy's wedding, that'll make you want to get married even more.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. Also, I saw the thing the other day saying that you said if Wilma proposed, you'd say yes. Why can't you propose? That's fine for ladies to propose.
It is. I'm just a little old-fashioned when it comes to that.
So you're waiting?
Yeah. And, you know, I let him call the shot.
Yeah.
I make a lot of decisions in my life, and so it's nice to kind of hand over the control to someone else.
Over to you, Wilma. Now, there's a thing in the UK where I believe that sometimes it's said that the bridesmaid should always look worse than the bride. Is that, do you think that's true?
I mean, no, not really. I think you definitely don't want to have anybody take away from your day, but I don't think that anybody needs to look worse than anybody else.
Yeah. If you did get married, who would you have as your wedding band?
Well, I already told Christina Perry that she's playing at my wedding, so probably her. And okay. I really want Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
And the list could go on and on.
Okay. Maybe the Jonas Brothers could reform.
Yeah, right.
Maybe not. Now, you got delayed on a flight back in July, and you went for coffee with the pilot, right?
Yeah.
So the delay was like 2 or 3 hours, and you just thought, hey, let's go for a coffee.
Yeah, well, I was waiting to take off, and he was like, you know, air traffic control won't let us land for another 2 hours, so we're just going to be waiting here. And I was like, all right, well, is there a Starbucks nearby?
Now, I'm guessing that was a private jet and not like a commercial airliner, and you took the pilot away from all 200 passengers.
Yeah, no, we did not take the plane away from 200 passengers. It was just me.
I've heard that One Direction have McDonald's waiting on the flight in case they want it. Is there anything that you have on the flight ready in case you just fancy it one time?
No, not really. That's a good idea, though. I think like if I could eat McDonald's all the time, I totally would have it waiting for me.
Absolutely, yeah. Were you at the Teen Choice Awards on Sunday, Demi?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. When you do go to those things, do you have to perfect your polite clapping at award ceremonies if you don't win?
What do you mean?
You know, like if you're up in a category and then it's like, and the winner is somebody else, you have to like smile. But is that quite difficult to be like, oh, great?
No, I think when it comes to awards and things like that, I think I've never been up for like a crazy, incredible award like a Grammy or an Oscar or something like that. I can imagine it would be difficult to, I would be totally bummed if I lost one of those. But fortunately, you know, I think that, you know, when it's like a Teen Choice Award or things like that, those are things that you're just lucky to be nominated for, and just try to, you know, stay positive no matter what.
Finally, Demi, a lot of our audience are getting exam results at the moment. Do you have any memories of that time of doing exams and getting the results?
Well, what kind of exams?
Well, these are like, they'll be our GCSE levels. So they're kind of like 16, 17-year-olds, you know, when you pass through school.
I don't really remember taking a lot of exams because I graduated early and I was homeschooled. So, I don't really have a ton of advice.
Okay, give me a sec. One sec. Right, she's on hold. She can't hear this.
Cheers for bringing me in now, Mills.
The exam question's not working, is it? I'm just trying to do an interview.
Is she on hold?
Yes.
I'm not sure you should really be doing this. This has become your thing.
Selena Gomez loved being on hold last week. What can I ask? Because I thought I might be able to get some kind of exam advice from Demi, but it's not working.
Perhaps just ask when she graduated or something like that.
And then end it if it doesn't
get
anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you can always just finish up if it doesn't really work. Okay. I see the troubles you're having.
Yeah, it's not going well, that one. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, sorry. Okay. When did you graduate then?
I graduated when I was 16.
Okay. But did you have like homeschooling? Because obviously you were acting and singing by then, weren't you?
Well, I went to school growing up until I started working. And then I started acting and I went homeschool.
Well, Demi, thank you very much for chatting to us this morning and hopefully speak soon.
Bye.
Bye. Yep, she's gone.
That was good.
Yeah, it's all right. I thought it was all right. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
Wasn't really giving me much on the school thing.
No, but that's fine.
So I thought I'd end it there, and she was probably about to be called away any second anyway. Thanks, Demi Lovato, for being on.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday, we talked about hot jobs. Jobs that just sound attractive. And jobs that generally get you a bit of interest from the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Or the same sex. Okay, let's make some more decisions. Ian's been on. Bailiff.
Oh, bailiff. Bailiff's a tricky one. Mm. Powerful job.
It's a position of power, but you are...
My initial
people
thoughts
don't like you.
Is not a hot job.
Sorry, Ian. No, I'm also saying bailiff, not hot.
Tricky that. What about Dan in Nottingham? Scuba diving instructor.
Hot job. 100% hot. Emma in Barnsley. I'm an applications engineer at a gearbox manufacturer.
Right.
Not hot.
Yeah, initial thoughts not hot, but saying that, the more you think about it, the more I think hot. Just on the gearbox vibe, you know?
The gearbox thing. Yeah. Right, okay. I'm saying not, but Chris is completely disagreeing with me, Emma. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
I'm all right. Can you tell me if my new job's a hot job or not?
Is my job hot or not? Okay, what is it?
It is a fibre optic cabler.
Oh.
Are you going deeper underground with the cables?
Yeah, manholes and stuff like that.
Is it one of those jobs where you've given yourself a lovely title there, but you've jazzed it up a little bit?
There's a jazzier title. It's network engineer.
Oh, okay. So the use of the words fibre optic... Hot job.
I think anything that's got fibre optic in the title, hot job.
But network engineer.
Not so much.
Sorry to say.
No.
Not a hot job.
We'll go with a fibre optic then.
Yeah, definitely hot job.
Brilliant.
Do you feel better now?
Yeah, definitely. That's made my day.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Good morning, Caroline.
Hello.
What was your old job?
I was a personal trainer.
I think hot job.
Yeah?
Why did you stop being a personal trainer? That's a hot job.
Well, it was only like a part-time thing until I got my proper job, so...
Okay, well, I can't see it being any better, but what's your new job?
I'm a neuroscientist.
Yes, oh. Neuroscientist.
Oh, well, that's changed everything.
That's a hot job.
Oh, well, this is it. I thought it was a step up, but, you know, the reaction I've got off some people, they thought whenever they heard I was a personal trainer, they were like, oh, that's really good.
I think better than a personal trainer. I think hotter. Hot job.
Well, thank God for that. I can go to work happy.
Oh, thank God. I mean, because our opinion really matters.
Yeah.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Simon.
Hello.
What's your job?
Drainage engineer.
Yeah.
Basically, it means I shovel people's poo and clean up after they've blocked all the drains up.
Okay, let me ask you. What do you think?
Maybe hot.
It's not hot.
Come on.
Oh, all right then.
Just the word drainage makes me feel a bit nauseous.
I think the word drainage automatically makes it not a hot job.
Not hot. Sorry.
Well, I use specialist cameras.
No, still not hot.
That's amazing.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Becky.
Yes.
Hot or not? What is it?
I'm a livestock haulier. So I drive an Arctic and I cart animals around.
So you're in a lorry with animals?
Again, I think you've got yourself a jazzy title there.
No, I think that you're on the cusp.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, I think haulage, hot.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah, it's hauling goods around. It's quite cool. But if you are hauling around a load of pigs, I'm not sure.
No, just balls. Balls today.
You've got balls in the back right now?
Yeah.
Oh, this is awesome. I'm saying that, hot.
That is quite cool, I've got to admit.
Okay, thanks.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Love you, bye. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Mike in Southampton.
What's your job, please?
Well, I work as a penguin lifeguard.
What? This is a new one?
Penguin lifeguard, yep.
Right, so you are a lifeguard for penguins.
Oh, my God.
That's correct.
That's amazing.
Where?
Marwell, Zoo.
Oh, yes, Marwell.
You're a penguin lifeguard.
Why do they need security?
Well, they're just like anyone else, really. They misbehave. Like, I have to tell them no jumping, no diving, no pushing.
So if you see a penguin dive into the water and it looks a bit uncomfortable, do you have to blow a whistle then dive in?
I do, yes.
If you see two penguins heavy petting, do you have to stop them?
That's a really loud whistle blow, that one, yeah.
Right, okay. Hot job.
But not sure it's real.
What do you mean?
Have you ever heard of a penguin lifeguard?
Do you work at Marwell?
I worked on the gate, and when people would ask me, do I work at Marwell,
right.
I'd say yes.
There we are. So you're not a penguin lifeguard.
I was suspicious.
You see, this is different. This is what people are getting wrong. I don't want jobs that you're telling people that you've had or got. I want your actual job, and then we decide whether it's hot or not.
Oh, it was close enough.
Be off with you, Mike. Love you, bye.
Love you, Mike.
You could smell a rat there, couldn't you?
Yeah, liar.
Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, we've got one more, I think, to see if it's a hot job or not. Hello, Radio 1, what's your job, please?
Hello, I'm a weather forecaster.
What?
Wow. Yeah, I present the weather, BBC Breakfast, Radio 2, Radio
Hang
1
on.
Sometimes as well.
It's Carol Kirkwood.
Yay!
Yes!
Yes!
Hello, Chris.
Definite hot job, by the way. Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm being strictly. I can't believe it. I'm terrified and I'm excited all at the same time. But you know what, boys? I have got two left feet, so this probably isn't the wisest decision I've ever made.
Don't worry about it. I made exactly the same decision, knowing that I would be quite bad. But I think, Carol, you're going to be a dark horse. I do.
More like a lame horse, I think you'll find, Scott.
Are you scared?
Yes, I am. I am. I'm really looking forward to doing it, but I'm scared at the same time.
Carol, you will have the most fun. You won't want it to end.
Oh, bless you. Well, as long as you and Chris come and support me, I will be very, very happy.
I'll be there. And also, Carol, if you need me to provide any kind of, like late night assistance by text, if you get like a little bit scared, if you want a conversation with me.
That sounds dodgy.
It does sound weird, actually. But if you do want me to ask me anything about it, any concerns that you might have, I'm here for you, Carol.
Bless you, Scott. You mean aside from the conversations we normally have late at night anyway?
Yes.
I was going to say, I'm more than happy to step in as well and say that I will be texting you late at night.
No.
I can join in. We can have a group conversation.
No. This is between me and Carol. Oh. So when does the training start then, Carol?
Not till the beginning of September. So there's a wee while to go yet. There's other things that we've got to do. Like we're going to be rehearsing a group dance.
Yes, that happens.
And, you know, there'll be the photo shoot in the Strictly costume that hasn't happened yet. Oh. So there's loads to happen before we actually get down to the nitty gritty. But you know what? I really want to do that now.
I know.
Get
like,
on with it now.
Now it's been announced. You just want to kind of get on with it, don't you?
Yes. Totally, totally. I still can't believe I'm doing it. I've watched it from year one, and I watched you last year, Scott, as you know, and was rooting for you.
I know you are. Oh, you're so sweet. I'm so looking forward to seeing you on it. This is great news.
Yeah. I don't want to panic you. It's just that when I went along to go see Scott, and I don't know if you've ever been in the studio when someone's been dancing, but it's really intimidating. Like I did actually get a newfound respect for Scott when you stand out and you've got to watch the VT before and then the music starts playing and you've just got to crack on. It is actually petrifying.
Oh, do you know what, Chris? That is the point where I think I'll go down onto the studio floor and think, I can't remember anything about this dance. I can't even remember how it starts.
That also happens.
I know. I know what you mean.
It is quite tense in there. But I think, Carol, if you can attempt to dance in front of that many people watching in the studio and on TV, you can do anything.
No pressure. Thank
I know.
You.
Also, let me tell you, when you go and do that first photo shoot, when you're in your outfit and they take all the pictures for you for the publicity shots, what they do is they're like, without any training, they go, all right, so if you can just do a little dance, and you're like, okay, well, I've never done that before in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
All I can do are Scottish country dances.
That'll do.
You know, weddings.
It just needs to look like you you can do a bit of something.
Oh, my giddy aunt. I might find the bump. Do you remember the bump?
No, what's that?
Bump and grind?
I remember the bump.
No.
It's the bump where you bump your hips against somebody else's.
Oh, that'll do. It just needs to look like you're moving, Carol, and like you know what you're doing.
Oh, my goodness.
So are we going to support Carol, Scott?
100% yes. You're our girl.
Oh, bless you both. Thank you so much. I need all the help I can get.
We're going to come down and we're going to have, I don't know whether you're allowed banners and badges, but we'll make some.
Yeah.
All right, Carol, we'll speak to you soon. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Thank you both.
I love you very much. Love you, bye.
You too. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow morning on the show, it's Zac Efron and Emily Ratajkowski from the new movie We Are Your Friends. They'll be on at 8:10 tomorrow morning on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.